Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today we cover Revenue Ruling 2002-9, a IRS revenue ruling from the year 2002. Let me explain what it says. When a developer builds a new residential rental building, the local government may charge impact fees. These are one-time charges tied to the building permit. The fees in this case were based on the building's size and number of units. If the building was not built as planned, the fees were generally refundable. The question was, do these fees count as part of the land or the building? The IRS ruled clearly, impact fees like these are not part of the land. They are indirect costs of producing the building. That means they go into the building's depreciable basis. The legal rules used are Section 263A and Section 263. These sections say costs tied to creating property must be capitalized. Since the fees were linked to the building's design and construction, they belong there. Once in the building's basis, the fees are depreciated under Section 168. Depreciation starts when the building is placed in service. If a taxpayer previously treated these fees differently, fixing that is a method change under Sections 446 and 481. This matters for cost segregation studies. A study builds the property's depreciable basis first. Impact fees tied to the building increase that basis. They ride with the building bucket. That means they recover over the building's life, not the land's. If fees were wrongly put into land, they would never be depreciated. This ruling gives a clear answer for examiners. These fees belong in the building. What does this not cover? The ruling applies only to impact fees tied directly to the building. Fees linked to land use or entitlements not connected to the building itself need separate analysis. Also, these fees do not go into short life categories like 5, 7, or 15 years. They stay with the building's recovery period. In a study, this authority shows up in the basis summary. It explains why permit-related fees are part of the building's depreciable base. If an examiner asks, the answer points to this ruling. It keeps the fees where they belong and avoids misclassification. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how your property's fees were classified, check the legal section of your report.